This is Billy Brim and Shelley, and we're coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks with the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We've been talking to you about a witness of a little boy who went to heaven. You can read for yourself, and I got the book at Cracker Barrel. Heaven is for Real by Todd Burpo. The little boy's name is Colton Burpo. And he gave a witness of when he was in heaven. This little boy went there, and he came back, and he gave a witness of the angels wearing swords. Mm-hmm. And the reason why was because Satan is not in hell yet. That's a pretty deep revelation.
And his dad, who's pastor and graduated from Bartlesville Wesleyan, he said, I knew in our curriculum for children that we didn't have any information on Satan's living conditions.
No.
And so what Colton is sharing with mm-hmm. his pastor father is definitely revelation.
And so that revelation has to do with the double kingdom system where Satan, mm-hmm. who's called the god of this world, who's called the prince of the power of the air. And read about Jesus when he tempted him.
Okay, Luke chapter 4, and it's beginning with verse 5. And the devil, taking him, Jesus, up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, and this is it, for that is delivered unto me. Satan speaking here, and he says to Jesus, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. So we see, again, that Satan was given a kingdom, mm-hmm. a worldly kingdom.
And Jesus didn't deny it.
No, he didn't.
This is a temptation.
Right.
It had to be a real temptation. Actually, I think the temptation was, I can offer you the kingdoms of this world and you won't have to die.
Right. All you have to do is worship me.
Yeah.
Don't have to be crucified.
Mm-hmm. But Jesus, of course, refused. Now, the thing about it is that we're talking about this week working with God in prayer. Out on Prayer Mountain, the Lord told us years ago when we started, I'm going to raise up a group that will work with me in prayer. Two ways. Pray in the plans of God and stop the strategies of the enemy. Now, he didn't just mean us. He meant the body of Christ and the whole earth praying. Mm-hmm. We're one part. We're one company. He so touched it here that on Wednesdays, and we invite you to join us at noon, Wednesdays, Central Time. We are joined. We stream it live. It's a prayer meeting live. We're praying for an awakening to God. We're praying for America. We're praying for nations. We're working as partners with God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why can't we just pray the prayer of faith that the whole world just turns to the Lord? Well, there are kinds of prayer, different kinds of prayer. And the kind of prayer that's involved with working is a prayer of authority and a prayer of intercession. Now, I'm reading to you from John Macmillan's book, The Authority of the Believer. And he's commenting on the first chapter of Ephesians, where God raised Jesus from the dead and seated him at his own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, and dominion, and every name that is named, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And we he quickened, who were dead.
Mm-hmm.
But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love with wherewith he loved us, quickened us together with him,
mm-hmm.
raised us together with him, seated us together with and in him,
mm-hmm.
far above all principality, mm-hmm. power, might, and dominion, and every name that is named. Right up there into at least the third heaven,
mm-hmm.
and the heaven of God. But between that heaven and the earthly heaven, the heavens above the earth, there is a second heaven. And in that second heaven, there's a double kingdom system.
Mm-hmm. Where these demons are.
Where those demons are. And you can go on the archives and read what we read yesterday about that. But I'm reading to you here from Macmillan's book, The Authority of the Believer, urging us to sit at the right hand of the Father and take our authority now, and then looking forward to our Jesus kicking out all those demon spirits, mm-hmm. the prince over Persia, the prince over Grecia, the prince over Moscow, whatever, the evil princes. So this is on page 10 of the book, The Authority of the Believer, The Rebel Holders of Authority. It is necessary to state here what is commonly understood by those who carefully study the word, that the kingdoms of this world are under the control and leadership of satanic principalities. If we had time, we'd go into the Bible and we'd see that there's a prince in the power of the air, like Tyre, for instance, mm-hmm. and he rules down through the king of Tyre on the earth.
Mm-hmm. Ezekiel 28.
Ezekiel 28. So the great head of these satanic principalities is called the prince of the power of the air, the god of this world. And Shelley has just read to you where Satan claimed that these worldly, and who had delivered those into him, Shelley?
Adam.
Adam had delivered the authority of those kingdoms over to him. And so he offered them to Jesus, and Jesus, of course, he rebelled against, he rebelled against Satan. That's when you're supposed to be rebelling against.
Right.
But then going on into chapter 2 of Macmillan's book, and we have the book if you need to get it, the God of the whole earth does not propose to tolerate forever this rebellion against his righteousness. I have sworn that unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And then Macmillan goes on talking about what is the current state and we're above them and how we'd work with God in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't want us to have God's will on the earth.
Mm-mm.
They don't want the things God wants to come through on the earth.
Right.
So that's why we pray. That's why we work in prayer. That's why we put on the prayer armor.
Mm-hmm.
We're wrestling not with flesh and blood.
Right.
But with those who don't want this to come to pass. Bless the Lord. And that's our working as a partnership and with God in intercessory prayer for what's going on in the Middle East, for what's going on in Europe, for what's going on in the cities of America. Now, it's not going to last forever. And he points that out in here. And he points out how that this kingdom where now they all sit, the Church of the Living God is going to rule from that kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And he points out the saints of the Most High are the overcoming church, raised to sit in the heavenlies. Below them and as objects of their care are the people of Israel. Israel will administer, those are the ones who are alive on the earth when Jesus comes back. Israel will administer the earthly kingdom and will be head of the nations, but over all will rule the exalted church of the as the executive of God, we with our bodies that are changed. Now, when we came out here to Prayer Mountain, the Lord said to us, I want you to have prayer, corporate prayer, and I want you to have a place of prayer for individual prayer. And in the corporate prayer, he said, I'm going to raise up a prayer force like nations raise up an air force. We're only one company of this prayer force. There are many other companies.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that we are in here, especially the Wednesday prayer, where it's streamed live and we are in contact with people all over this world, 61 nations regularly join us, thousands of people praying at the same time for an awakening. And the Lord said to me when we started this place, and I've been thinking about this a lot lately, he said, I'm going to raise up prayer forces. And he particularly talked to me, of course, about the one that I was responsible for, to him for. He said, I'm going to raise up a prayer force that I can use in prayer like I used Reese Howell's Bible College in prayer during World War II.
Hmm.
He said, I'm not going to deal with you individually as I did with Reese Howell. I will deal with you individually like I deal with you. But the prayer group, I want to use like I used his prayer group. Now, we watched a DVD on that at prayer on Wednesday, the 9th of March. We're seeing if we can get the right to show that. We're not going to put it up on our archives unless we do, but it will be when we get the right. If we get it, it will be the March 9th prayer. It's the life of Reese Howells, intercessor. First, God took him through early life, teaching him about the Holy Ghost and teaching him about faith. He literally had to believe God. First, he went to Africa. And in Africa, as a missionary, he had to believe God for his monies. The Lord had him come to a place on a bridge one day that he would believe only God to take care of him. He'd worked in a mine, and he came to the place where he said, God will keep me and not this mining company. He surrendered to be a missionary to Africa. And in Africa, they had a great move of God. He came back home to Wales from Africa, and of course then Britain. And the religious group that he was a part of, they wanted to send him all over the world talking about revival. But the Lord said, no, I don't want you to do that. I want you to believe me to buy this huge estate. He had the equivalent of 15 cents in his pocket. And it cost the equivalent today of millions. I want you to believe me for that. He didn't even know why he needed it. But he learned the voice of God.
Right.
And the voice of God told him to believe for it. When he believed for it, he believed by faith. And faith alone.
Right.
That estate came into his hands. He had to believe for two more estates.
Right.
Huge amounts
Amazing.
Of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord told him to start a Bible school. Now, he did this strictly at the Lord's bidding, but everything was right on time. It was right on time. It was right on time. And tomorrow, we're going to be talking about how God used him in World War II to pray through the victories for Britain when the Nazis wanted to wipe them out. We live at a time, Shelley, just as precarious
mm-hmm.
as World War II, more.
Mm-hmm.
But God doesn't change his modus operandi.
No, thank God.
He works the same way.
He does.
Men on earth who have been raised with Christ and seated at his own right hand, but they still live on the earth and they still have authority. They're the ones God's going to work through.
Right.
Oh, folks, we need to know the Holy Ghost. We need to know the ways of God. Two men who really do know the Holy Ghost are Brother Joe Jordan and Brother Ron Smith. These two seasoned ministry gifts were brought up under Reverend and Mrs. J.R. Goodman, whom we called Papa and Mama Goodman. Brother Hagin said that the Goodman's church was the best example of any he knew of how to flow with the Holy Spirit according to God's Word. And both Joe Jordan and Ron Smith were in that church. Now they're going to be out here at Prayer Mountain in a Holy Ghost school. This will be the third one, Shelley. June 7 through 10. The best thing to do is come here and sit with Joe and Ron under the power of the Spirit. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 to find out how to do it. This is Billy Brim and Shelley saying, Shalom, until tomorrow.